Hare Krishna. This is Dhanadhara Swami. Wow, thank you for waiting. Let me give you my lame excuse for forgetting. And thank Gail for calling me up at my mother's house. You know, because my mother is getting a little bit, she forgets things. So she told me the wrong date that my brother and his daughter are coming over. So it's a little confusing here. So kind of forgive me for that. We'll do some. So let me give you something, those of you that awaited, my deepest apologies, you know. Traveling around different places, you lose kind of bearing of somehow what day it is. And it's nothing more than I hate to be kind of inconsiderate to people who have taken this valuable time to listen to Hari Katha, which I trust and believe is the remedy for everything. Because all our problems are based on the false ego. False ego is, ultimately, it's kind of a material element. It's very interesting. It's a powerful samskara in the mind. The shape of the body and gender, generally, that our karma dictates that we identify with in a particular life. And that samskara, that powerful impression in the consciousness, that I am this, which is not a servant of Krishna, but it's the enjoyer and controller in a particular form, race, gender, etc., birth, looks, wealth, so many things that come with that identity. It is the source of all our problems. And how to get out of that identity? Well, we have to become attracted to our real identity. And what's our real identity? It's a servant of Krishna. And how do you become attracted to become a servant of Krishna? You hear about him. You hear his glories and you associate with him and feel him in terms of that description. And that is the most powerful means in this particular age to help us transcend the false ego. That was the message of Narada to Vyas. That was Vyas's own realization. And of course, part of that is becoming qualified to understand that fully, which is why there's so many other cantos, why we have so much different activity, and so to understand that. But that is the mission. And that is ultimately the highest service, because when you understand your relationship with Krishna, you can express the most love for Krishna. So I personally, I've been meditating myself. I can do different things. Develop projects, retreat, practical management, chant. But my terms of my contribution and my service to the mission of Srila Prabhupada, more and more it is becoming clear that I should share Hari Katha. And not just the preliminary understandings, but the subject that the preliminary understandings are meant to prep or prepare or qualify us for. Which is why it's so important to present the Bhagavatam. And it's relishable. Prabhupada brought the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is based on the Bhagavatam, based on the Goswami's realizations of the Bhagavatam, based on all the poems and literature they wrote based on the Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada brought it to relish, to get solace. Our only problem is that we haven't sufficiently glorified Krishna. We haven't sufficiently heard about Krishna. So that's why I feel so bad when I inadvertently forget and feel so grateful when I'm reminded. And in that regard, I can't quickly whip out the Bhagavatam, so I'm just going to rap on what's ever on my mind and just share some things with you in that regard. Giving this Shikshastakam class in the Bhakti Center, it's the thing I enjoy most. You know, some group of people that's really interested in going deeper in Krishna consciousness. Really interested in going deeper in Krishna consciousness. And doing it in an appropriate way, and it's the Shikshastakam prayers, which is the culmination of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the culmination of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to taste and distribute the love of Sri Radha. That was his mission. This was the culmination of it. The culmination of distributing it is chanting the holy name, and the culmination of tasting it is chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name is the sadhana and the sadhya. It's the practice to achieve the goal, which is prema. And it's the bhava or the activity at prema. The main glorification, the main activity of the spiritual world is kirtan. Because it's the main way love is expressed. It may not be in the spiritual world chanting the Maha Mantra, although they do chant the Maha Mantra, because it is the Maha Mantra. That's what the Maha Mantra is. The Maha Mantra is the pastimes of Krishna. Mayachitana Pasayam Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Pranyate Malay Apashyat Purisham Purnam Mayachitana Pasayam. When he practiced Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yogena Manasi, his mind was engaged in Bhakti Yoga, which can't mean anything but kirtan and meditating on Krishna. Samyak Pranyate Malay, with that concentration, that attention, that gives the full experience and perception of the holy. Apashyat Purusham, he saw Krishna. Where? In the mantra. In the mantra. Apashyat Purusham, Maya Chitana Pashyam, exchanging with his energies, his internal potency, he saw the spiritual world. So Vyas had sufficiently glorified Krishna. So at the end of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, it's so beautifully described in the Shikshastakam when we're studying it. He's in ecstasy, and in that ecstasy, he's expressing that ecstasy. And expressing that ecstasy is increasing that ecstasy in two ways. The expression of love increases love, and the expression of love is an impetus for love. So when he's expressing love in terms of verses of love, it reflects back on his heart to increase that love. And then at the height of his ecstasy, the height of his ecstasy, he starts to talk about the holy name. Because the holy name is his mission. The holy name is his external mission to distribute Krishna. It's his internal mission to taste Krishna consciousness. So those are both his purposes. At the end, he expresses that this is why he's come. Some people say that's even where he revealed fully to his devotees that he is the Yuga Avatar. When he said, Krishna Varnam Prisha Krishnam Sangopangas Taparshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. That Krishna Varnam. Varnam means Varnayati, which means to speak. He was speaking Krishna, or it means Krishna Varnam. He was the category of Krishna. Prisha Krishnam. But he wasn't the color of Krishna. Sangok Pangasta Parshadam, and he came. The weapons that he came with were not the disc. It was golden. It was not the disc. It was not the club. It was not the bow. The weapons were his associates, his intimate associates. Yajyai Sankirtana Praya, performing that yajna of kirtan. Yajanti hi samedasa. And those who are intelligent, those who are intelligent will take up this process. And then reflecting on that from his heart comes this beautiful verse on the holy name that reflects why the intelligent are chanting the holy name. To give us faith. And why do the intelligence chant the holy name? Why should a person who's intelligent chant the holy name? Because Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Because this is the Param Vijayate. This is the most glorious thing. And why? Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. Because it cleans the heart. Bhavamaha Devagni Nirvapanam. It extinguishes the fire of material existence. Chaya Karaiva Chandrikaranam. It is the most auspicious thing. It invokes the most auspicious thing, which is the priority of devotion and service in our heart. Vidyavadu Jivanam. And it is the life of knowledge. What's the life of knowledge? Knowledge is the absolute truth. The absolute truth is Krishna. And what's the life of Krishna? The life of Krishna is his heart, his love. So it invokes the life of knowledge. It invokes the real understanding of the absolute truth, which is Krishna, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. And it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, because kirtan, or love, is bliss. Bhakti Sanjayate Bhakti. And bliss produces bliss. Love produces love. Pleasure produces pleasure. This is love. This is pleasure love. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Pratipadam Punam Ritas Vardhanam. And it enables us to taste at every step the nectar which we are hankering for. We can become thrilled every moment. This is reality. Reality is beautiful. We've accessed reality. We've entered into reality. Pratipurnamritasvardhanam. Sarvatma Stapanam. And we're bathed in all our senses. We're bathed in transcendental pleasure of the body of Krishna. So, somehow I'm going on. And then hearing that, he begins to lament. I'm so fallen. Why am I not experiencing this? I'm so fallen. Why am I not experiencing this? And then he begins to meditate on those glories and his lack of qualification, his jitapihajani nanuraga. For me, it is not born any raga. I don't have any raga. Dur daivam, my destiny. Dur is bad destiny, unfortunate, most unfortunate thing. Because namnamakari bahuda, God has come in unlimited names. Need your sarva shaktis. And they have all potencies. They're not different than him. Tamna makari bahudani jasarva shaktis. Tatapita niyamata smarnena kala. And there's no qualification for them. Anyone can do it. God has come in a way that anyone can get him. He's come in the most accessible way, in the form of sound, which can travel to us. Usually in spiritual life, you have to make effort to come to God. You have to perform certain prerequisites to qualify yourself for spiritual realization. You have to pay a high price. But the highest thing is coming to us. And there are no hard and fast rules. Etadrisi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. By your mercy, you've made yourself accessible. By your mercy, you have made yourself accessible. Dur daivam. What is my misfortune? Dur daivam. My misfortune? Anarthas. And due to anarthas, I can't experience the most beautiful thing. Even though the sun is shining bright in the eye, bright in the sky, a small cloud is covering my eyes. And I can't get the benefit of that supremely powerful thing, the holy name, because the mist of ignorance is covering my eyes. The mist of ignorance is covering my eyes. Anarthas, that which has no value to the self, that which disconnects one to the self. And therefore, sarup, Brahman, illusion of our sarup or our identity, which is the root of all cause, asat, Krishna, we are thirsty for those things which are not real, for those things which have you. Hidaya Dolyaba, and we have a weakness of heart. One second here. So unfortunate. But the recognition of our condition, which is called humility, attracts the mercy of God and becomes our qualification. So unfortunate. Well, I remember with Giriraj Swami, I was with him in India maybe 20, 30 years ago, a Rebbe Goshula, and he had to leave India for many years. And we talked and we discussed. He came and told me one story of Prabhupada after another. And then I said, how did you get so much of Prabhupada's mercy? And he said, I'm just a mercy case. Mercy case means I need it. And that's the essence of bhakti. The essence of bhakti is expressing our need. That's the essence of chanting Hare Krishna. It's expressing our need. God has to hear in our heart our need, our value for him, and our desire for him. So that's kind of what I spontaneously shared now, and I will unmute and have any time for questions. Let me mute the phone. Can anybody say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. It's Reti Krishna.
Okay,
hi,
Reti.
Krishna,
yeah. Gail, good.
Yeah,
okay. I heard Henry before, and a few faithful stayed on. I thanks for calling, Gail, because you really saved me, because I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I forgot the whole class. I already feel bad that some people may have left early, but at least we got something in. Anybody else there like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Guru Maharaj, Gordon Bhakti Das.
Oh, thank you for staying also on. Okay. Okay, anybody else? Okay, I gave something today. I gave it my all. I hope we got something. Let me go now in this confusion. Really, what happened is I found out, you know, my mother, you know, she just told me the wrong day. She thought my brother was coming the day before and his daughter was here. So instead of my own room, it was like a different situation. It kind of threw me off. Okay, all right, Bo. Thank you all. And Chikopa Chupas.